State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
Thousands of young immigrants in Michigan today are living in a state of limbo. During the presidential campaign, Donald Trump vowed to end the Obama administration's deferred action program that allowed these young immigrants to go to school and work without fear of deportation. Now, 2 months into his presidency, the Trump White House hasn't announced its plans for the program, though the president now says he will deal with the issue with heart. But for many young immigrants, the fear remains. Brandon Reyes is one young person in Michigan living with this fear. He told our State of Opportunity team about his experience.
Okay, so my name is Brandon Reyes. I'm 20 years old. I'm from Veracruz, Mexico. I came here when I was 6 years old. At 6 years old, I had no idea what were the laws or anything. I just know that my mom said, "We're coming over here for the great opportunity." I didn't know that I'll be called illegal as a human, you know? And it took a lot of years to actually understand that, to be proud to be an immigrant, and the fact that I can be someone and that I'm not a bad person. When election day came, I was really nervous. I stayed up all night. And I just felt everything falling apart. I had school the next day. And I usually go with my friends to eat. And I have Caucasian friends as well. And they were talking about election. I would stay quiet. And the first thing I hear is like, "I voted for Trump." And I was like, "I voted for Trump." I was like, "I'm glad he won," you know? And I didn't say nothing to them. I just kept listening. And then they asked me, "What do you think? Who you voted?" It's like, "I can't vote. You know, the person you voted wants me out." I was unhappy, but I'm not going to tell them stuff or tell them, "Oh, you guys are just racist," because that's not true. It's just people have different opinions. And it was just the worst day of my life. The hope is still there, but fear is really intense. So I'm still going to be positive, but things are kind of getting scarier throughout the days, him being in the White House. Like, seriously, there's been people that left their jobs or their houses decided to go back because they're just too scared. And they decided, "I'll just give up. Might as well go home." And going back over there is not what I want to. I love my country, but it's not my country. Because my country is this. This nation is the land of the dreams. We love America because it fights for the civil rights. We love America because it has privileges. We love America because it helps you. It helps you in like many ways. Economically, better living, safety. That's why we love America.
Brandon Reyes is a college student in Grand Rapids. That piece was produced by Dustin Dwyer.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.